I took this role and joined the blockchain industry more than 2.5 years ago. Prior to that, I was the chief operating officer of the Mozilla Corporation, where I spent a lot of my time advocating, among other things, openness and interoperability in web technologies. It's those same policy priorities that drew me to blockchain, an industry that I believe can learn from past mistakes made in other areas of web development. Stellar is an open, permissionless, decentralized network that is optimized for payments. There is no single entity, including SDF, that controls the code base of the network or its growth. You don't need permission to use this technology. Just like the underpinnings of the internet, it is ready and available for use to anyone. Importantly, and especially in the context of this hearing, Stellar was designed for asset issuance, making it possible to create, send, and trade digital assets backed by nearly any form of value, and also is designed with compliance tools built in to help those asset issuers meet their own compliance obligations. The Stellar platform is a pioneer of tokenization, optimized for fiat-backed asset issuance before stablecoin was even a word. And over the last few years, an ecosystem of businesses and users have built use cases around Stellar-based stablecoins due to their incredible utility to solve many of the problems we see in today's payment landscape. Despite the headlines, what's happening in the world with blockchain, with cryptocurrency and stablecoins is not just lending, trading, and borrowing. Other use cases are active and focused on solving real-world challenges using the technology. So let me start with MoneyGram International. MoneyGram is building a solution on Stellar that enables seamless conversion between cash and digital assets. MoneyGram's network integrates with the Stellar blockchain to enable cash funding of digital accounts and payout in different currencies of the consumer's choice using stablecoins. It's using Circle's USDC coin. In real terms, consumers will be able to send value in the stablecoin and easily convert to local fiat currency for instant pickup of thousands of participating MoneyGram locations globally. This is in pilot phase right now in the US and is expected to be widely available in 2022. Another example, Leaf Global FinTech has built a solution for refugees and cross-border goods traders who are vulnerable to theft while carrying across borders. So with Leaf's wallet, these users can save their money in multiple currencies, benefit from cross-border transfers, and pay for goods and services. That functionality is only possible because they leverage Stellar's ability to issue assets, to issue stablecoins, and exchange value with low transaction fees and high speeds. This use case is live and operational today. The last use case I'd like to touch on is one that is in development. Tala is best known for its mobile lending app, which enables its customers to apply for a loan and receive an instant decision, regardless of their credit history. Tala is now working to expand their offering by using Stellar assets and stablecoins to help their current customers with credit by allowing borrowing, spending, saving, investing, and sending and receiving. There are many more valuable use cases that's in the Stellar ecosystem that I would love to be able to share with you today. But I would just briefly like to mention that in a recent report from the G20 and IFC, there were 5 Stellar ecosystem companies named for their innovative solutions in digital finance supporting MSMEs. Use cases like these are in varying states of maturity, but their current and potential value is undeniable. And none of these use cases would be possible without stablecoins. Stablecoins are a core technological component, and by extension, that means stablecoins are essential on delivering on financial inclusion. So that brings me to the PWG report on stablecoins. The PWG report raises legitimate risks, but its recommended solutions, they go too far. Specifically, to limit stablecoin issuance to insured depository institutions is not narrowly tailored to the actual risk of stablecoin arrangements for the simple reason that although there are outliers, most stablecoins, unlike bank deposits, are fully reserved. Instead, we advocate for a regulatory approach that it focuses more on stablecoin reserves by requiring stablecoin arrangements be fully reserved by appropriate assets, requiring reserves to be held as insured depository institutions, creating clear standards for regular audit and public disclosure of stablecoin reserves and key contractual terms regarding redemption, and by making it clear that payment stablecoins are not securities. Of course, regulators must be empowered to oversee these requirements. The framework should allow oversight through state banking supervision or a narrowly tailored charter of the OCC. In our view, this would promote the safety and soundness of stablecoin arrangements. We've started to see how innovation can be hampered in other parts of the world when regulators and lawmakers react prematurely. In Nigeria, stablecoins and blockchain technology were eliminating costly foreign exchange and transaction fees and slow processing times until the Central Bank of Nigeria abruptly ended that business model. And many innovators and had consequently been stopped in their tracks. As we walk away from this hearing, I urge you to look at the industry and technology beyond the narrow lens of applications that often dominate the news.